This is 88.5 NEPM. Following a quiet week at the State House, House lawmakers are preparing to debate how the state will spend its tax money in the next fiscal year. I'm Carrie Healy, and this is Beacon Hill in 5, our look at the week ahead in politics and government in Massachusetts. We've got Chris Lisinski from the State House News Service online. Hey, Chris.
Hey, it's great to be back, Carrie.
Back on April 10th, the House Ways and Means Committee released a budget proposal. And since then, House lawmakers have scrutinized that spending plan. And this week, legislators will hold their debate. From workforce development to housing and homelessness, healthcare, mental health and substance abuse disorders to clean energy, it's all in there and more. Chris, what should we know as this debate kicks off this week?
As always, this debate is going to stretch over several days. It's not the kind of thing that happens all in one go. And as always, most of the action is going to take place behind closed doors. We might get some interesting commentary on a couple of amendments, but you'll see very long periods of inactivity while top House Democrats work to partition the 1,495 amendments filed into some mega consolidated amendments that deal with hundreds of them in a single vote. This is the single biggest bill that Beacon Hill does every year, funds state government operations for the entire year with some additional spending bills taken up along the way. So pretty much any issue you can think of, this bill will touch it in some way, shape or form.
And help me here, process-wise, when the House finishes with changes to the spending plan, they'll vote on it and then forward it to the Senate for consideration?
That is exactly correct. It's tradition for the House to do its annual budget bill in April and for the Senate to follow suit in May. Once the Senate does its own rewrite, then it's down to a negotiating panel. The compromise will not arrive probably until the next fiscal year has actually already begun.
There were a lot of warnings issued by state officials last week when the stats on tax collections for the first half of the month were released. Now, traditionally, legislative leaders keep close tabs on the state's tax collection picture to get a sense of total state revenues. It's essential in building out a budget. What were officials warning, and how will that complicate lawmakers' work on the state budget?
Yeah, every single month, there's a mid-month update provided by the State Department of Revenue. And every month, there are caveats that warn against using the first half of the month as a guidepost to project what the second half will be. Those warnings were even more pronounced in April, which we should note is the most critical month, represents the largest share of state tax collections. Because this year, the tax filing deadline in Massachusetts was April 17th. So therefore, the first half of the month, tax collections through April 15th, don't even fully account for that. Income tax returns could still be filed after this report's data collection closed, so it's not necessarily a guarantee at all that what happened from April 1st to 15th is going to project what will happen from April 16th to April 30th.
We can't overlook the fact that still in limbo is a different spending bill that could replenish emergency shelter funding and bring back pandemic-era policies like expanded outdoor dining and cocktails to go. Negotiations on that are still going. Do lawmakers feel a sense of urgency to bring this to a vote?
They probably do. We know that shelter funding could run out as soon as the end of the month, but it's been several weeks with no consensus yet, so you have to take that into consideration as well.
Moving on, last week, Governor Maura Healey voiced support for President Joe Biden and his policies. In her remarks, she highlighted Western Mass as having areas with some of the highest rates of poverty and unemployment in the state, saying that it represents a great opportunity for growth. This was an official White House event, not a campaign one, but everything is political in an election year. How involved in Biden's reelection will Healey become? I mean, it's not like Massachusetts is a swing state.
Right. We're not a battleground state, but all signs indicate that the governor is stepping up her work as a surrogate for President Biden. That could be beneficial to her own efforts to secure federal funding and other help from Washington. Plus, she's seen in some corners as kind of a rising star on the national stage as well.
Chris Lisinski is a reporter with the State House News Service in Boston. Chris, thank you.
My pleasure.
This is Beacon Hill in 5, our weekly check-in at the State House. You can subscribe to this podcast and others from NEPM at our website. That's nepm.org/podcast. This is 88.5 NEPM. We'll be right back.